We will call to order the Board of Works for August the 12th. First up is approval of minutes from the July 22nd meeting.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve the minutes as presented.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next is City Department Head Reports.
Hello, fellas. Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. We've had 6 funeral services so far this month, bringing our total up to 129 for the year. Everything's going smooth so far.
Thank you. Jeez.
Bryce, Street Department. We're still doing this, the usual things: trash, yards, mowing, sweeping, filling potholes.
Could you embellish your report a little bit?
I guess you are getting prices on a trash truck.
We are getting prices on that, and got prices coming on totes.
Okay. Thanks, Bryce.
Ford Becker Fire Department. We are up to 1,576 runs so far. Our pension board has met. We have 2 openings, one that had to leave for medical reasons, one for a new position. We have 2 recruits currently going through the processes. Actually, one's here tonight, Brant Yoakum, who is a Washington City firefighter. And Ryan Toma is our other candidate, is who the pension board selected, who's a Vincennes Township firefighter. We're going through the perf and the testing and hope to get them on board soon. I would like to also recognize the Vincennes Police Department for the National Night Out. They graciously let us participate with them, and it was a great evening, and a lot of kids were there, and I think a big impact was made, and my hat's off to them. Our last thing, you know, kids are back in school, so we're big on fire prevention. It's right around the corner, so we're going to be working to try to get all of our stuff for fire prevention in place, and it's what we're working on.
Yeah,
great.
Thanks.
Terry Barmish, Director of the Animal Shelter. We had 5 new volunteers so far this month, 6 reclaims, 2 kittens, 6 cats went out, 5 dogs went out, and 3 were surrendered. Animals that have come through the door so far is 24. Animals that have went out is 22. Not bad.
Sure.
Dusty Luking, Vincennes Police Department. We are up to about 6,800 calls for the year. Wanted to kind of ditto the National Night Out. It was the first year that we had taken that on for about 5 years, and was an awesome success. I was really pleased and proud of the community support that came out. I think there was probably 600 to 800 people that came out during those hours, so we really appreciated that, and it was a great night. We look forward to doing that again next year. We also would like to thank the fire department for coming out and helping with that, and the parks department. It made it go a lot more smoothly, and we appreciate the camaraderie. Our rookies, they're progressing well at the academy. They just finished their firearms weeks, and they're about halfway there, so we look forward as they continue through for them to get back to us. With school starting, we have restarted our walkthroughs at the schools. We started this last year, and basically we have officers at least twice a day in every one of the city schools, Vincennes Community and Vincennes Catholic, doing random walkthroughs, stopping, checking with the office, making sure everything's going okay. And likewise, the Indiana Association of Chiefs of Police Conference that will be September 4th and 5th is focusing on school safety as well. They are offering some training called ALICE training, which is kind of being done throughout Indiana. It stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, and Evacuate. And I look forward to some of that training and getting some of my guys through it as well to help with the school safety issues. so.
Do they know there's a trademark on that Alice name?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Do we get paid royalty for that?
Yeah, so. Right. So we're looking forward to that, and I've extended an offer out to the schools as well. If there's some people in the corporation that would like to go up for that, or to Evansville, which is going to be hosting one pretty soon too, you know, we'd love to have them do that. So.
What'd you say that stood for?
The Alice, it is alert, lockdown, inform, counter, and evacuate. So, and again, after Sandy Hook, it's become fresh in people's mind, and we're reminded that we need to constantly train towards these types of emergencies. So we're going to make sure we're on board and keeping up. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Seth.
Phil Cooper, City Inspector. From July the 22nd to the date, we've had 105 violations, 16 junk bills, and 31 grass. Also, 54 permits issued. And I also have the bids for the demolition of the five houses.
Oh, good.
First one is for Robinson Excavating for $6,800.
Is that brass? 31 East Jefferson.
Oh, okay.
Each of those are individual. Okay.
$1,416 Parkinson's, $5,300. $821 Carbon, $4,200. $219 Eberwine, West Eberwine, $5,200. And $913 North Upper 11th is $4,500.
They're all from Robinson.
And we have bid from Ford Sawmill, $913 North Upper 11th is $3,900, $821 Carbon Street is $3,200, $219 West Eberwine is $3,900, $31 East Jefferson is $4,400, $1,416 Parkinson is $4,700. Yes. Awarded buildings, total of 19.6 for all five.
Do we need to take these under advisement, or can we award these?
You can award them right now, yeah. Mr. Mayor, I make a motion that we approve the bids by Ford Sawmill for demolition of the five previously described houses for a total of $19,600.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good job, Phil. Yep. Go make us a prettier city.
John Sprague, City Engineer, have street paving bids.
Okay, but so we're just taking these under advisement. We'll announce them and then take them under advisement. Okay.
Like the last page or something. looking
for? Yeah, it's probably towards the back. There you go.
Have E&B Paving Incorporated, bid of $167,604.
Which projects are these for, John? Is this these are all for one particular project?
We have, I think there's 10 blocks throughout town. There's various streets.
Okay, but each of these bids is for that 10-block area that you're okay.
Goman Construction Incorporated, a bid of $199,157. Dave Amara Contractor Incorporated, $122,175. Wabash Valley Asphalt Company, LLC, $176,228.10.
And now you need to look through these and make sure that...
I have to make sure that they're a complete bid package, and I'll look over the unit prices because it's a unit price contract. The bottom dollar gives us a guide to start. I'll look at unit prices and see which one's going to be best for the city.
Okay.
Make a motion.
Thanks.
What are you thinking? Make a motion. Let's see. Okay. Make that decision. We're going to pay. If we can do that.
Can we do that, Brother Dave? And proceed with the mayor and the city engineer's recommendations of the bids, or do we need to bring that back before the board? Okay. Okay, so I make a motion that we take these under advisement and that the mayor and the city engineer make recommendations before the next board meeting.
We don't. There's. I wrote a provision in there that the contractor will be notified, notice of award, and notice no more than 2 weeks, so we can wait till the next meeting.
Okay, great. Very good.
Provisions of the contract.
Thank you.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, moving on to old business, program upgrade and training, Clerk Treasurer David Culp.
Old Dave.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Councilman Hill, Mr. Blinn. excuse me. I didn't actually know we were going this far, Mayor, on a letter I sent you because I didn't even realize I was on the agenda last meeting, nor till yes. Right now I look down, I see I'm on the agenda here. So
you weren't here last meeting, so we couldn't.
I know. That's why. Anyway, Councilman Hill, as you know, back in 2009, when you were president of the city council, you went under the gateways, excuse me, the Keystone system. Mm-hmm. That probably was brought to you by Mayor Baldwin at that time, and a lot of prudent decisions on you guys' part there, and also the other members of the council. But anyway, since 2009, they've not had any new updates to the system, and as we all know, in computers and programming and all that, it has to be updated if we're going to be on the cutting edge. And when I mean the cutting edge on this one, it's real-time edge is what it is now. Mm-hmm. The way our system is, as you know, it's under two systems. We have the HR and payroll side, and then we also have the budget and claims and all that side in the other one. And so we're talking about the budget side is what we're under. And the system that they have now will give you real time for the department heads. In other words, currently we have to balance out the checking account before we can hand out the end of the month statements for appropriations, and after department heads send them in, it really shouldn't hold them down that just because the accounting things aren't completed enough for bank reconciliation, so they have to wait a month or so to find out, you know, what their looks like. So anyway, to make it short, I am proposing this from Keystone. It's the only system that they have, and the other part is a time factor. To get onto this, we would like to be on it so we're up and running on January 1, but of course in January and December they do not do any training with their new program, and there's like a 4 to 6 week wait once you get signed up for it. So I would like to get this as soon as possible for the $9,250. And the mayor and I were discussing at one time the different funds that we could take it out of, mm-hmm. and whatever the city council decides is fine, but we have money in the old neighborhood facility building that's even a fund that's there is not earmarked for anything. So anyway, I appreciate your support on
doing that. So Dan, what you're asking for us is that the Board of Works endorses this proposal, and then the council itself will fund the actual source?
Go ahead, the mayor.
Actually, it'll probably be paid for through Board of Works.
Yes.
So we can just make the motion to do that out
yes,
of our...
Yes, sir, because okay. since it involves every department,
right.
you know, it's not like we're buying pencils just for our
right.
office, you know, it's
okay.
everybody. So yes,
okay.
sir.
So I make a motion that we approve the proposal by Mr. Culp to award the upgrade on the Keystone software system.
I've got one question of that. Is there an annual fee that has to be paid
we
along with this?
We have an annual fee already that we're paying, and
it's
like
it's
about
$5,000
built into that?
Not $5,000 a year that we pay April to April, and that's for both of them.
Okay.
This is just the...
This would be to upgrade the entire system and bring it...
just the one on the budget
side. The one on the budget side, okay.
But when I said both of them, that $5,000, $5,500 that we pay annually...
The annual fee does
both
that.
Of them. It's only a one-shot deal, $5,500.
You're okay with it? Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially if it's...
Okay. All right.
Okay. I'll second the motion then.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, new business. Day at the Strip, Jonathan Vennard. And you should have a letter in your packet.
I'll let Mark start out here. This is Mark Bowler from Lawrenceville. He's the
We've kind of coordinated this event. This is a car show that we do for a non-for-profit. This is our 10th year doing it. The actual car show itself, an event, is held at the Mid-American Air Center, mm-hmm. with Marshall Vincent Airport there. In the past 9 years, we always have the event that has a cruise starting about 5:30 in the evening, and normally went to our city, Lawrenceville. Usually the city and the Chamber of Commerce would group together and actually sponsor like a cruise in, a band, and just have something for the people to come to that evening. And unfortunately, with the new mayor, that is not supported this year. So we're reaching out to see if that would be of interest to Vincennes, to bring it to like downtown Main Street, maybe shut down that area, or if you had another area of choice, and see if you would want to, you know, support that event and, you know, have something going on in this town as well. As you know, as we all know, everyone comes to Vincennes for the hotels anyway, so they're heading this direction. I thought if we could incorporate that, it would be a plus. But Jonathan, he has actually spoke with Vincennes University as well. I'll let him speak on that.
Yeah, Wayne Chatton, who's the head of Vincennes University Community Affairs, and I guess that very same weekend, it's the weekend of October 12th and 13th, VU actually has a anniversary from when they moved from their current location or to their current location from downtown. They're going to have some type of activity going on as well. They might want to also join in this, kind of collaborate.
I mean, the other thing that's going on in the community that weekend, that's is that
Feast
the Feast
of Booths,
of Booths
yes.
yeah. weekend. So we do have a festival that's in the Patrick Henry Square area from 11 to 4. So that's
that's gonna make it tough.
200 yeah. cars is kind of
yeah.
Plus, we've
plus
also have another request for a run that day that would be.
Well, that's the fireman's run.
Yeah, part of the fee.
Well, the firemen, yeah, the firemen, well, no, but we do coordinate with them. We have coordinated that activity. So that's earlier in the morning. So we run, they run that on Main Street. So at least on the 12th, we'd be pretty compromised to try to do anything down on Main Street.
What about another location?
What about Greg Park?
We're not against that, you know, by any. We did it one year at Greg Park with another ad. Uh-huh. The only downfall we found was obviously there's no byways,
right,
unless we brought a food vendor in.
Right.
But again, we're not against that. We're looking for something where they can actually cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, would you be interested in doing something Saturday evening?
It would be,
and then,
it'd be about probably 6 p.m. your time, so probably 9:30.
Okay. I mean, because the Feast of Boots thing, I mean, basically 11 to 4 is the event in the downtown area, and then at 4:30 it moves to a mass at the memorial at 4:30. So that basically would be over with by 6. I mean, people will be out of the downtown area.
Use the pavilion later.
No, they're not using they're having a concert at Red Skelton that evening.
Okay.
So after the event, the memorial, basically, we'd be done with the downtown area. So, I mean, it's possible that, basically the feast will be done by 4, so they would be out of that area, and then they'd be over at the memorial for the.
What time did you say you'd be here?
It probably, like I say, we typically end the event over there around 5 p.m., which is 6 okay. your time.
Mm.
By the time we got the event arranged, started the cruise,
okay.
it would probably be, you know, 6:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Indiana time.
So it probably wouldn't be it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know if businesses would want to stay open for, you know, we typically, there's probably 100 to 150 cars.
We've got the head of the downtown merchants group here.
No.
We could tell you that.
Okay.
Yeah. They probably wouldn't. I mean, now you're.
You
I mean, the you know, the bars and those places, you know,
the
at the end of Main Street
open,
would.
The only restaurant I think that would be open is Duffy's and the Mount Cafe.
Mm-hmm. So it'd be a couple of restaurants down there.
Right.
That are ordinarily open, yeah.
Right.
So in terms of then this specific, then what about Sunday then? What would?
Well, the Sunday, it's that comes back to the airport. We have a
okay.
final event.
So it wouldn't
there.
Be anything
it's
for,
no,
okay, just be Saturday
just
evening
be Saturday
from
evening.
6 to 10?
Probably,
or?
Yeah, 9:30,
okay.
10 o'clock.
All right. So, and yeah, I don't, okay. So, yeah, I'm on that committee.
Yeah. They had a reserve.
Yeah, yeah, we. Right, right. No, since we came before the Board of Works, I mean the issue was where they were going to do this outdoor concert or indoor. Since then, they've secured Red Skelton and are selling tickets for that event that evening. So I know we're not going to be using the pavilion for anything.
Okay.
So and I don't know that you're going to be using the pavilion per se.
Probably not.
Yeah.
You just need Main Street basically. The
right.
park going on.
So you just you're basically asking for permission to use Main Street for parading the cars and
right.
doing those activities from, say, look, it's roughly 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the 12th of October. That'll be my motion. How's that?
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. It's nice when you can have your cake and eat it too.
Right. Thank you.
You guys can come to Mass at 4:30. You know.
Okay, next is Cooper Caswell Wedding in Pavilion, Alessia Cooper. This isn't Alessia.
Yeah, I hear Alessia's better looking.
Mike Caswell just requesting to use pavilion for the wedding, May 10th, 2014.
Dan, is that available? And you've got all the paperwork and everything?
Okay, motion to approve the use of the pavilion for a wedding per the rental agreement for the Cooper Caswell wedding on May 10th, 2014.
Yep.
That's next year.
Next year.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of time.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Good luck.
Next is American Red Cross Bucket Brigade, Cheryl Reed-Lockman.
You're not doing any blood at that intersection, right? You're just taking, just collecting money, right?
I think I've got a rusty needle back in my car. Cheryl Ringlockman, American Red Cross. I think you have a copy of my request in your packets. Metronet is wanting to do a Red Cross Customer Appreciation Day again this year on the 18th of September, and we will be having a blood drive there, and also having volunteers do a roadblock or bucket brigade, and we'd like to stand at the corner of whatever I said in the
15th
letter, 15th and Hart, from 10 in the morning to 3 p.m., and we will provide a certificate of insurance to the city. And then also last year, Chief Becker had recommended that we make signs to put up for safety, and we did that, and we'll use those again this year, you know, like a block ahead to caution people to slow down because we're out there. So.
Okay. Great. Motion to approve the use of the 15th and Hart intersection for a bucket brigade by the Red Cross on
September
18th. From 10 to 3.
Correct.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Cheryl. I don't know.
Seems like every time the breeds go up.
I know it. Okay, next is USO Show Committee for Street Banners, Eva Martin.
Eva, back-to-back. Yes. Back-to-back requests.
Yes. The first one is for the Indiana USO show. We raise money for the Indiana USO, and Groucho Marx is going to be there this year.
Really?
He failed last year.
Groucho
Marx. This year he's going to be there.
Wow. How cool.
Yes. And we need banners on College Avenue from September 2nd to September 8th, and then another one on Washington from September 9th to September 16th.
Okay.
Those are good, Dan.
Then we got everything you need there, and good cause.
Insurance, yeah.
Yeah, we had that, yeah. Yeah. Has Delaney not given you the papers on that? It might be Dennis Latta might have to do that. Yeah. Yeah.
So we'll make a motion to approve the hanging of banners pending the proof of insurance for the USO show to be hung on College Avenue from September 2nd through the 8th and Washington Avenue from September 9th through September 16th.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And you're up next for the Rib Fest.
Okay, and now for Rib Fest, which is on September 14th, the same day as the Indiana USO show. And we close down Du Bois Street between 4th and 5th to have the big Day Wigs truck come up and cook some good ribs and chickens. And
so what's the time on that, Eva? Do you have enough time?
Well, their truck will be there like at 4 o'clock in the morning, but we don't have to close down the road until maybe 9.
About 9. 9 to 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Make a motion to approve the closing of Du Bois between 4th and 5th on Saturday, September 14th for the DeWig Rib Fest from 9 o'clock to 5.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep. Next is close one block of Main for Pocket Park Party, Les Musgrove.
Is that a tongue twister? Tongue twister? Pocket Park Party?
Well, that's thanks to Dan Rebelo.
That's your name for it, Pocket Park?
No, Pocket Park Party
Pocket Park Party.
A fundraiser to go to help Shirley Rose with Pocket Park. So we would like the roads closed from 4th to 5th, and that is going to be an event. Bad Medicine is coming down to play from 6 to 10.
Okay.
Jennifer from Willie's Pub and Old Town Tavern is coming down to do a small beer garden. She's getting all the permits for that and talking to Excise. I'm going to fill the rest of the streets with vendors. Dan has my insurance.
Okay. So from 6 to 9. Okay.
I don't want the streets closed until 4:30, though, and I'm happy to do it myself.
Okay.
I don't want Bryce to.
So the closing of the street would be between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm,
basically. Okay.
And Bryce is bringing down the trailer for Bad
and no merchants in the 4th and 5th street block would be differentially disenfranchised by our action here. No restaurants are compromised. Everybody's happy.
Yes.
Okay. Especially with the pocket park and a small beer garden.
They want the pocket park to go.
One more. Yes, we all do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Otherwise, the press won't have anything to write about. So we're going to make a motion to approve the closing of Main Street between 4th and 5th from 4 p.m. to 9 p.m. on September 20th for the Pocket Park Party.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I also need to see if the pavilion is open that evening just in case of rain.
Oh.
September 20th.
It is. So we could amend my motion to have a backup plan for use of the pavilion. Dan, would that be okay?
Sorry.
Is it okay to make a backup plan to use the pavilion as the rain?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll amend my motion to include use of the pavilion as a backup plan in case of inclement weather.
Second again.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Well, thank you.
Aye. You're so welcome. Park at Park.
Palooza.
See, you weren't here when we booked it. What were we thinking?
I like it.
No more amendments.
Okay. Next is curb cut at 1525 Burnett Lane. Jennifer Robinson.
Hi.
Should have that here.
Go right ahead, Jennifer. Okay. Sorry, we're waiting on you. Sorry.
Yes, we are proposed to do a new driveway. We just bought the house on 1525 Burnett Lane, and for 8 weeks we've been working on it. Just got the inside done and moved in, and we need a driveway. Parking is definitely an issue up there, and I do have a proposed drawing of what we're looking at.
Okay. Has our city engineer seen that? He's seeing it right now.
Yeah, we just want the curbs cut.
Okay. Why don't you let him take a look at that?
On lot 6.
Told him to take a look at it.
Yeah. So our lot.
It was posted.
No. Okay.
Don't run up and look.
Oh, driveway.
So, John, have you seen that?
I haven't yet. I drove by the property this morning. This is what I was going to ask.
Okay.
So can I take this over?
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah, basically, if it's okay with you, we'll probably grant permission based on your approval.
Okay.
If you're okay with that.
Yeah, I have some recommendations on the way that reference things like that
and stuff. So. Okay. Yeah. If we grant him permission to give you the green light, if you're okay with that, if for some reason you're not okay with what he's suggesting and you want to come back before us, that's certainly fine.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Okay. You're okay with that too? Okay, just to expedite the process. So we're going to grant permission for a curb cut at property known as Eastham Subdivision Lot 16. The address is 1525 Burnett Lane, pending approval by the city engineer and use of proper materials.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Great.
So just work with John.
Great. Thanks. Thank you, guys.
Next is banner for the Great Strides Walk. Tammy Howe.
Hi. We're wanting to do the second annual Great Strides Walk, which is a cystic fibrosis fundraiser. And I'm wanting to hang banners for 2 weeks before. And Dan had those dates. This is the last 2 weeks before September 22nd. He's got the dates. And the only street that's open is 2nd Street, so that's where we're wanting to hang them. Okay. And actually just hang one. We just have one banner for Vincent's to hang. The other one's going to go to Lawrenceville. And I also have, did I send you the copy of the street closing? Okay. This is the same street closing that the hospital uses for the March of Dimes, because we're going to be doing the walk on the BU track. Okay. And then we're collecting all of our money and doing all our opening ceremonies across the road, and then we'll have a meal. So we're just closing off that little four corner.
Bring it up. Is it? This is at VU.
It is.
Right, just on their track, and then.
Was that side street?
The VU track, the inside track, and the outside track are cut catty corner from each other, right. So it's
so
just
you're
that four way.
Red Skelton.
You need to close
yes.
Red Skelton, the main boulevard. Just.
Yes.
At or just off of Chestnut, or right.
So
out.
I mean, you got two. You've got two different things here. I mean, you got.
It's actually.
We've
got people walking back. We're going to be walking from here at a corner to here.
Okay, so they'll be, good, they'll be crossing Red Skelton Bowl.
Or Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon.
What date is it?
September 22nd.
You say problems with this, Chief? I mean, with the... If we close Red Skelton, what about the museum? I mean, people could still pull in the parking lot. And
they'll be able to come off a second.
They'll be able to park and walk.
They just won't be able to go all the way to that four-way
right.
stop.
So they'll be able to pull in the parking lot there from the other side street. I just don't want to. I wear way too many hats, but I'm on the museum board too. So yes. I want to make sure we don't disenfranchise the museum. In fact, this will probably bring visitors to the museum.
This is a two-state, tri-county. This is a Davies County, Lawrence County, and Knox
County. So we're bringing lots of people over
here. We had 450 people at our first walk last year.
So why don't you call Ann Pratt and tell her that there's going to be all kinds of people coming there, and we need to make sure the museum's open for that.
I'm sure you've already worked with VU and talked to them.
Yes. I've already got the okay with Roy, yes. Yeah,
okay. When did it close?
And I've already talked to the police department.
Okay, this is Linda.
That's the Don Bell Center, so the Red Skelton Center's down here, so we're fine. Okay, we'll make a motion that we close Lindale from Short to Chestnut. Right? No, I'm sorry. No. Lindale's up here. From Chestnut to Red Skelton. To Red Skelton, we're closing Chestnut Street Lindale from Chestnut to Red Skelton, and then Red Skelton Boulevard from Chestnut to Short. Correct?
Chestnut.
Oh, I see. Okay, we're closing Chestnut.
Right.
At the intersection of Lindale.
So that's the map that they use for the March of Dimes.
I just want to make sure you know we're actually closing two streets. Chestnut at the intersection of Lindale, and then Red Skelton Boulevard from Chestnut to Short from 10 to 4 on September the
22nd.
A Sunday.
And then hang the banners 2 weeks before.
And then hang them everywhere.
A banner.
Certificate of insurance, do we have?
You have the certificate of insurance.
Yes, I do.
Right?
He's got a copy. I have a copy of it here, but he's got a copy from last year.
Yeah, and hang the banner on 2nd Street basically 2 weeks before the event. 9th through the 22nd. Okay.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks Tammy.
Next is Thursday Church Fire Run 2013 5K.
That's not Debbie Salters. I know Debbie Salters.
Either that or we had some procedures. All right, Barry Clegg from Thursday Church. Just looking for approval for the third annual Fireman's Run 5K. We give all the proceeds and benefits to the fire department, city fire department. It's on October 12th. Race starts at 8:30. Same route we've used for the last 2 years. Start at Thursday Church, go down through VU and roundabout, and coordinate with Gordon Becker and the fire department, and they have a crew at several different roads. And right there at 2nd Street, when they take off, they kind of block it for everybody to go through. And then as people coming through, we have people at certain locations.
No, it's actually a very nice run. Because it runs a lot through campus and on sidewalks and things, it really doesn't get much affected by traffic. And as a defending age group champ, you know, I challenge anybody my age that wants to participate in this race. It's a lot of fun. So,
But and we're coordinating with the Feast of Booths this year too. So last year it just kind of happened to do that, but this year we're working with you guys. So
that's great. So we'll approve the approval of the route previously used by the Fireman's Run for the early morning of Saturday, October the 12th. That's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye. Chip, you're okay with all that, right?
Thanks.
You're okay with this?
Yeah, it's all
yeah. It does cross railroad tracks. That's the only downside.
Okay. Next is banner for Harvest Bible Chapel, Pastor Ryan Lowry. And I think you have a...
Harvest Bible Chapel is a new church that we're planning on launching next month on the 8th. And we're looking forward to being part of the Vincennes community, and would like to let them make them aware of our presence. And so we'd like to hang a banner on College Avenue, I believe. Is it Avenue or Street? College Avenue.
Avenue. Okay. Yeah.
And the banner will provide the insurance, the proof of insurance, and the banner simply has our logo and our name, and it says, "Join us this Sunday, 10 a.m. Ader Auditorium."
Okay. So Dan, we're approving the use of so what location then?
College Avenue.
On College Avenue, 9th to the 16th. Okay, we're making approval for the hang of a banner from the 9th through the 16th on College Avenue for the Harvest Bible Chapel.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Welcome right, to town.
Welcome. Okay, anything under miscellaneous?
I think we did.
Come the head up, sir.
First, I'd like for you guys to recognize I actually got dressed up for a change.
I did notice that.
My name is Brian Patrick, and I got a situation going on. I guess the complainer, the victim of this terrible action, did not decide to show up tonight. My dog has been jailed for, I think, unduly actions. He's very rambunctious, full of life, young individual of five, and he's quick to jump right up, no matter your height, as the gentleman in the middle, and give you a kiss right on the face. I think what happened is he accidentally stepped on somebody and hurt their foot. We've tried to do a lot of things this week. I've been a thorn in the side of our local city government. This dog I took in, I didn't want the dog. Mm-hmm. I paid a lot of money to make this dog be alive. I've trained him. He's a good boy. He's held in a fence, and he's on a good line. It is my fault that I don't change that line, apparently, once a year. I've learned that lesson, sadly enough, last Saturday evening. So he was apprehended on what I'm understanding from talking to some people in town that are vets and doctors, that the complainant says she's got a bite wound on the top of her foot. And I would agree. I would not want a dog vicious run around hurting people. Except the forensics that I watch on TV tells me that there ought to be an adjacent wound opposite on the bottom of her foot, and I think she's failed to prove this. I think she has a letter or something saying that she was bit by a dog. Well, that's kind of hearsay. I think anybody can go up to a doctor or a nurse or whatever and complain of any kind of wound. And I think it would be hard to prove that this is this wound. My dog's been visited at the pet port where it's being held for 10 days by various people who do not know this dog. I wanted them to go out there. I actually begged a few of them to show how aggressive he is. I've got a video on my phone right now if you guys want to waste some time and look at it to see how aggressive he is to the dogs in the adjacent kennels. And I'm thinking you're pretty happy with tonight's attendance at the Board of Works, because there's quite a few people out here in support of this dog. He's being held, and sadly enough, I can't prove that he's had his shots within a time, but The vet said it's not Indiana law that you have to have any kind of shots. And that's how it is. He just has to be held for 10 days and not become a, what do I want to say?
Rabid.
Symptomatic. Okay. I can't spell that word, but
that's fine.
Anyway, this is the situation. I was prepared to fight in defense for my dog because of accusations that I believe are unfounded. Apparently, that's not the case, that they didn't show up. There's a lot of people here. Here's two kids here that love this dang dog. Let's call him Dang Dog. And, you know, I think he's being held without warrant. And I fully understand and did give him up in cooperation with the rules and guidelines of our community. I have some things if you guys would like to read over them. Police report, if anybody cares to see. And also, we've taken time to look at what we've got on record.
Well, you're quite all right. We don't feel threatened by your presence here yet.
I would rule on out. But I think all this is conjecture.
So when is your dog scheduled for release?
Tomorrow.
Has he had shots now? Has he had his shots now then?
So you're going to get your dog back tomorrow?
I don't know.
I'm the wordsmith here.
You're good.
Ooh.
I have spoke with the city attorney.
This could be a reality show.
I think this committee knows I love dogs.
I'll go ahead.
I created a no-kill shelter. I have abided by that for 7 years, and I have the animal's best interest at heart always. I think I've proven that over and over. The only problem that I have with this case at all is vaccinations are required with tags, with the thing. I've got everything on here. Must wear a current rabies tag at all times attached to a properly fitted collar or harness. Now this lady's thing with this is, and this is an evidence that the animal has without provocation bitten or attacked a person one time. Did bite or attack a person or an animal once, causing wounds or injuries, creating a potential danger to the health or the life of the victim. I do not think this person's life was in danger, although she says she's afraid now. And could not be controlled or restrained at the time of the bite or attack. I wasn't there. I don't know. The only thing that I know with this is the dog has not had its rabies shots. I talked to the veterinarian's office today. The dog hasn't even been seen since 2011. That's my beef. That's this lady's beef. She feels like that if you're a responsible owner, it ought to be vaccinated. And it got loose, it attacked her dog, which went to the vet, and according to her, it attacked her. I was not there.
And this lady's a neighbor, Brian?
Yeah, apparently.
Sort of. Okay.
And said my dog also attacked a baby in a stroller. These were the people that brought the dog back to me. He actually led them back home. And I think they threw up a pretty excited flag, and everybody, let's use a common term, of freaked out because of the size of the dog and what was going on. I think the dog stepped on her foot. There was no investigation at all, except for a police officer and an animal control officer that showed up and could barely see this wound. The dog, she told me,
on day one, did not need to go to the vet. On day two, she contacted me, and it had a minor scratch underneath. By day four, it had puncture wounds, okay? And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And, I mean, I didn't even get a chance. When I went to the pet port Monday morning to check on my dog to see how it was, I was told he was never leaving the pet port and he was going to be put down. No policing, no investigation, no pictures, no anything. I think that's unfair to any one of us or any animal. I don't understand what the system is and what the deal is with that. And if we enforce this rule on my dog about rabies tags, shots, and all those things, we better hire some more people because there are dogs running around all over. So, I mean, my dog, I don't know if anybody else is wanting to get up and say anything. He's not a dangerous dog. It's an isolated incident, and we've already been talking about a multifaceted actions we plan on taking to prevent this from ever happening again. The idea of not giving a dog rabies shots kind of coincides with not giving them flea medicine, all other kind of poisons that we all can do and not do. My dog stays inside. He's a couch dog. He needs pillows and blankies. We're not out hunting bats, skunks, groundhogs, even though we live adjacent to the levee, and it could be actually a help to the community by getting rid of these things. But he's never in harm's way from another animal. And I've taken these precautions because I adopted a dog, and it's a very, very widely used term called a pit bull. I took two of these animals in because everybody hates them because they're dangerous. Their owners aren't. It's the dog. Their jaws lock, blah, 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 so on and so forth. These dogs are very controlled, very intelligent, and very loving. I'm sure this happened to this lady. I'm sure he did try to jump up and give her a big old kiss. I'm sure he did jump on the dog. If we would ever try to look at any pictures about what a dog attack looks like, this is not what it looks like.
If this dog did not bite, we do not have proof that it bit. Right.
And the dog's going back. Is that right?
And it was, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've said all along that if it was proved that it didn't bite, it would go back. That.
Well, I was just very concerned about about everything that happened. Right. And I thought,
sure. Yeah, it sounds like a win.
Yeah.
And is it, and you're on public record, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. And
what time, Terry?
Open
9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Patrick.
No, that's great. It may not mean to cut you off if you want to.
Okay. If nothing else, need a motion to adjourn.
Sorry.
We are adjourned.